So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. President Trump tonight. Rare speech from the Oval Office in prime time, I think at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk with the Deputy Press Secretary about some of the rationale for this. They've released a couple things as far as what the president might be talking about tonight after we had VP Vance here in the Delaware Valley. Let's go to Deputy Press Secretary Kush Desai here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kush, welcome back. I think you covered Pennsylvania during the campaign.
That's right. I was there for the Trump campaign. And then after the voters of Pennsylvania sent us back to the White House, I'm calling you here from the White House now.
What's it like in the White House today? Is it very spirited, Christmas mood, that type of thing?
It's very Christmas spirited, but also, as usual, very, very busy. So yeah. we're staying alive here.
So as we understand it tonight, in broad terms, the president is going to address accomplishments of this year and then give a preview of what's in the pipeline for next year. Is that what the rationale is?
That's exactly right. I think, look, turning around Joe Biden's economic disaster has been a day one priority for President Trump. It's something he talked about consistently on the campaign trail and all those rallies he did in Pennsylvania. And so that's been something we have been working on literally since day one when he signed a bunch of executive orders to unleash American energy and slash regulations on drilling to lower food prices. And so that's what we've been working on. I think that's what President Trump will be talking about and all the results that we have delivered so far to hopefully put the turn the page on Joe Biden's economic crisis.
Anything, and Kush, I don't expect a specific, but anything in general, do you think there'll be some new policy initiative or something emphasized? I know the big, beautiful bill would be, and what's going to kick in around that? Hey, just if you're talking to the big guy and putting his ear, I want more emphasis on the fact that we're going to let parents and kids choose their schools, thanks to President Trump and Republicans in the big, beautiful bill.
That's exactly right. I think he'll be going over the long list of accomplishments that this administration has secured in the past year. I think the big, beautiful bill, it sounds like it's just one thing. But when you look at the totality of what that bill accomplished, you mentioned school choice, but also tax cuts, the Trump accounts, which will build wealth for the next generation of children that private companies are now investing in. When you look at the full Cuban expensing provision, which allows companies to invest more easily here in the United States, to manufacture more and hire more here in the United States, when you kind of look at the full totality of this, I mean, this was, on rural healthcare to fund, rural healthcare healthcare facilities. When you look at the totality of this, I mean, this was it's not just one bill. It's a dozen plus bills that were each historic in their own way that were lumped into this big, huge accomplishment. And that's just one thing that we've done. I mean, when you look at the trillions of dollars in investments that the President Trump has secured from foreign and domestic companies to make and hire in America, when you look at the regulations that we've cut, when you look at, things like egg prices, look at gas prices being at 5-year lows. I mean, there's just a lot of accomplishments here. We've made a lot of progress, like I said. I mean, obviously, there's a lot more work to do, but we've made a lot of progress, I think, turning the page on, the previous 4 years of disaster.
Because you just said, so I wonder, is it going to be specific? You said egg prices, right?
Yes. Egg prices, I mean, when you look across the board, I mean, when you look at, for instance, what we did on the CAFE standards for cars, and that'll probably slash the price of cars by $1,000. So there's so many things here that we have done that the cake isn't fully baked because we haven't yet, we're still seeing the results of the things we've done, actually affect, everyday Americans' bottom lines. And I think we'll be teasing a little more about what we're going to continue to do on all of these fronts to continue delivering more economic relief for the American people, but also kind of lay the groundwork here for a longer-term restoration of American greatness.
Now, I don't know if you guys would talk and say, do you center in on a consensus? What's the biggest accomplished to me? It's shutting down the border, checking that box, delivering on something that people, as you know and I know, said was impossible. Every metric that we use, it is historic what's happened at the border.
Absolutely. And the thing with the border is that it's not just, and this is a great example of something where I think the American people are still haven't fully seen the benefits of. I mean, during the Biden era, you had tens of millions of people completely unvetted just walk right into our country. And what happened? They were flooding into our cities. They were driving up rent and real estate prices because, you have to have a place to live. They were driving down wages for American workers, especially young people who were trying to get their first job, in high school or in college or right out of school, to get their start and start on their careers. And plus, that's on top of, issues like crime, the issues like schools being overburdened with children who don't, speak English at all. And then the schools would have to have special resources dedicated to them. When you see illegal immigrants crowd emergency rooms, which crowd out, American citizens who actually need healthcare, and drive the cost of healthcare. So there's so many cascading effects of illegal immigration that the closing the border, it sounds like it's just a box we ticked, but the benefits of the fruits of that major accomplishment, I think, are going to continue to pay off in the years to come here.
Without a doubt. Kush, thanks for the preview very much. Have a great Christmas. If we don't speak again, it's good to have you on again.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Kush Desai here on Talk Radio 1210 from the White House, previewing what's going to happen tonight on my Twitter at DomShow1210. I said the border, and for the reasons we talked about, not just the border, but what Vance is very good at talking about, housing and how it affects housing. All right, right before the end of the last hour, though, then I'm going to just go to someone over in Lumberton who has the very same thing. What would happen if Jack Ciattarelli, Medford, were elected governor? He would be fighting this, at least delaying tactics. He would be fighting mandate, his attorney, whatever. They would be fighting that Medford is going to have to put in 800 houses to subsidize the 171 affordable housing units that are put in there. Who says Medford needs affordable housing put in? Democrats, progressives, all the way back to Mount Laurel. Then they keep on reaffirming it. What is Mikey Sherrill going to do? She'll be out there digging the, with the shovel and the hard hat on for each one of them probably. Yeah, that's what you're going to get, overdevelopment. Well, wait a minute. I thought Democrats were against that. They want open spaces and all this. No, Medford. You got to get your mind right here. They want government regulation. They don't want you living in a place like Medford. You're getting away with something because you are not bringing in people who can't afford to be there. I don't know how affordable the affordable houses will be or what they'll look like. I don't think there'll be an uptick for the neighborhood. Think Section 8 in the suburbs. And to boot, so then the town, to cover that, it's got to put in 700 or so more houses. Is that good to live in Medford with that? No, it's not. This is what you get. Yeah, but Jack Chitterowie, the price of eggs was too much. I hate Trump. You heard the numbers. Medford Lake, all those places. Who did they go for? Mikey Sherrill. I don't care if you went by Mikey Sherrill for a vote. You went for Mikey Sherrill. So what's your beef? Why are all these people going nuts at the town hall last night? What are you going nuts about? Why are you complaining? You ought to be welcoming the affordable housing and the other 700 units that you have to put into that space. This is what Democrats do. This is what they will always do. Now, progressives more so, but the others are just enablers. They will bring this to your community. That's what they're going to do. Now, I don't know if this is happening in Mikey Sherrill's community. All I know is when I see windmills, the Kennedys fought it. You don't see windmills on the compound there in Hyannisport, do you? Let's put a windmill in front of Mikey Sherrill's house. Let's see how she likes it. Yeah, but the birds, I don't care about them. It's amazing to me. Yeah, but she's going to make things affordable. That'll make up for it. We won't need those affordable houses. Oh, no, you're getting them anyhow. I love this in Medford. I feel sorry for the people that get it, that live in Medford. But guess what? We were outvoted if you were in Jersey. Beverly's in Lumberton. I know Lumberton pretty well. Henry, I went to the Ripcord there. Thank God I didn't jump out of that plane. We never would have had me for talk radio. It could have been a Jim O'Brien story. Beverly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bev, welcome. Good afternoon.
Hi, Dom. You hit the nail on the head. Everything you said is absolutely right. And Jack Chitterelli was going to fight this. It's the liberal New Jersey Supreme Court ruling from 40 years ago, and there's not a damn thing that anybody can do about it until I think everybody in Jersey should take this back to the and appeal it and go to the New Jersey Supreme Court. I think Chris Christie tried it.
Might have, and that means putting people on the court when you have the shot that are not going to be the radicals that a Mikey Sherrill would put on there.
I'm so disappointed in New Jersey. Born and raised here, always been a conservative, and I cannot believe that they put that woman in there. She's not going to. It's absolutely. We have an exact similar situation right now as we speak. We're going to have 800 homes just a mile down the street from me in order to put in our third a round four obligation of 100 homes. And to boot, it's building back-to-back to a development of similar numbers that is in its final stages of being built.
Wait a minute, Beverly, slow down. Just sorry, but you're going to put 800 more homes into Lumberton?
Oh, yeah, right. Wow. Down on Ayerstown Road. There's a total of 400 acres. To about 200 of it is wetlands. They're going to preserve that. And the other 200 acres, Ayerstown and Route 38, right behind the Walmart area, there's currently a similar affordable housing right there now as we speak. They're finishing up. Well, not close, but but three-quarters probably built. We now have three- and four-story apartment buildings there. It's mixed development. It's horrible, absolutely horrible. And I cannot understand the people of New Jersey still voting for all the people in Trenton, the Democrats, and what they've done to the state, and they're forcing this down our throats. Nobody wants it. I listened to one of our attorneys last week when the committee voted the ordinance to make it what's called a redevelopment zone. And the problem is, if the township does not do its obligation, it does not show that it's doing its obligation, there's something called the builder's remedy, where the builder can come in and pick any piece of ground in your town and throw away the zoning and build whatever he wants, wherever he wants.
Wow.
And the biggest builder in the state of in the United States, H.R. Horton, is doing this building. And it's a disgrace, absolutely disgrace. And the people of New Jersey, the Democrats of New Jersey, they're at the meeting complaining. I've talked to them. They hate it. And they have no idea. They're so stupid that they keep voting the same people in
there
again.
There we go. It's all fine when it's in somebody else's backyard. Merry Christmas, Beverly. Thank you for that. Did you hear that? The developers wrinkle here. And they go, I think we'll put it in Mikey Sherrill's backyard. Yeah, let's see that. Why continue to do it? Because we hate Trump. We want to get at Trump. Now, Jack Chattarelli would have fought this. He would have put people on the Supreme Court when he had the chance. In the other courts, the Attorney General, I think he would have made Dawn Fantasia the head of the Department of Education. Not that I'm looking at that just for talk radio. I would give her a permanent seat here every week. Yeah, sit there, Dawn, in the Dawn Fantasia seat to update us. She would have been great. But oh, no, Mikey Sherrill said affordability. All right. Yeah, what does it take for them to stop voting this way? And the answer is just to outnumber them. I mean, some of these people are for life. They're going to vote Democrat for life. I can't explain. Can anyone explain to me how these people in Northeast Philadelphia are not in revolt? You know what I'm talking about. Due to illegal immigration, suddenly Lincoln has double, I think it is, the number of kids going there. What do? Put the entire freshman class in trailers. Do I see parents out there blocking this, screaming, doing whatever? I see a few. But they're going to show up and vote. They just want to know, what Democrat do I vote for? That's what they want to do. They probably voted for Krasner. This is what you're up against. So the only thing you can do in the areas where there's rationality is overwhelm them, try to block them, try to hem them in. Problem is, Philadelphia is not so much a problem anymore. It's the suburbs, where the Looney Tunes are. Somebody told me yesterday, maybe Diane Marsegli out in Bucks County might be retiring. Come on, Diane, you're taking away all my good material. Scott Presler's in mourning today. He's Presler is looking past 2026. He's not looking at the presidential race. He's looking at the Marsegli race. Yeah. He's bringing in all of his forces from around the world to defeat her. Yeah, but Scott, what about the presidency? I'm too busy, Dom, right now. I got to win Bucks County. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. Do vote right now, caller of the year. Do you see any upticks, Henry, since we've come
on? I do. I was just looking
at
this.
Yeah.
So I'd say the Upper Darby region between Drew and Zenos, and then the old school, new school between Earl and David have stayed largely the same.
Okay.
The other two, however, I've noticed a little bit. Gary Newtown has a commanding lead over Robert and Ben Salem still, but he is inching his way back
here
in.
Here we go, Gary. Stop texting Roe.
Yeah.
Roe, don't accept
that
text.
I've noticed Gary's vote total hasn't really gone up today. However, Roberts has over the course of this morning and into today's show. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe Gary burned out too early. Who knows?
Yes. Look at the early vote shenanigans by Gary, and now the Patriots of Robert of Ben Salem are showing up at the polls.
Yeah, and then don't look now. Joe of Exton slowly creeping back in as well.
The Byzantine
vote. Joe of Columbus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, about the same thing right here. Their vote totals have gone up over the show. Everyone else has largely stayed the same. So,
all right, here's how to get in. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon. I love this. I'm sad for the agony over in Jersey. You know why I love it? It's what we always say. Why do you continue to vote for these people? Yeah, but she's going to stop the electric bills. Yeah, you're going to have 800 homes on top of you. Lumberton, Medford. Well, Democrats said open spaces. Well, you heard what they said. Oh, the wetlands will be there just for the animals and all. Yeah, but I'm looking at a four-story building over there in Medford. I got to stand up more, Dan. I hope this chair doesn't go.
Yeah, seriously.
Get
up on the desk while you're at it.
Where's... Oh, my God, it's eight stories in Medford. All right, more coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. The fixation of some with Dan Bongino. Do I think he is going to be pulling out sometime imminent as Deputy Director FBI? Yes, I do. Thinking you go back to podcasting, talk radio, et cetera. But man, the New York Times and others is like a Bongino clock. They're saying he's sending knickknacks back home to Florida. That's a tell. He's clearing out his desk of all the knickknacks. I saw five less knickknacks there.
Does this guy have a lot of knickknacks on his desk? That's,
yeah.
I guess that's the bigger headline.
Here are how tells work. So when I first started here, we were at the old building over on Monument Avenue, Henry, when I started at Talk Radio 1210. And they had the pictures of all the hosts up on the wall when you walk into the right of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And a janitor knocked over Don Imus's picture. He was a morning drive host, if you can imagine, because the glass broke. And they put it in a room where they kept you if you were dismissed or somebody knocked over a picture.
Right, yeah.
Immediately, the station was getting hundreds of calls of the country for people applying for the morning drive show because the Imus picture was down. New York Times, knickknacks. Bongino's sending out knickknacks. Back. Yeah. All right. Joe is in Columbus, New Jersey. I'm not sure if they get affordable housing there or not, but he's doing pretty well. You know, last year he was a close finisher. This was like 2020 for him in a heated race with Scott of Mount Laurel. We're going to have a Jersey Caller of the Year again. Let's go to Joe on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon. Dom, we've had that. I call it the Mount Laurel Act.
Yes.
We had it. I mean, we have a bedroom community. We're about 15 minutes north of Medford. We had that Mount Laurel impact to a very, very minor degree. They put in some small houses, but it raised the bejesus out of our taxes. I'm talking like $3,000 in 2 years. So what I want to say to Medford, all the Medford Blue voters, is welcome to the new Delco, people, because you just voted it in.
Yeah, and Joe, they're going to say, well, what happened to the open spaces and all that? Well, Democrats turn on a dime. This is the big thing across Jersey. It's already a state that's really on top of each other, as you know, and now we're going to make it more so.
And, you know, Don, there's two Medfords. There's Medford Lakes and there's Medford Township. They're almost like, you know, diametrically opposed. Very, very artsy-fartsy in the lakes. But the township, surprisingly, should have been red and should have really, you know, over-encompassed Medford Lakes. And it didn't. And it was very, very surprising. There's a lot of money in Medford.
Yeah, I thought Medford was not red, but moving toward red all my years, Joe, of talking with them. And I know what you're saying about the lakes, but they both went for Mikey Sherrill.
I know. It was very, very surprising. You had a lot of Philadelphia Phillies over the years, and Eagles live in Medford. You know, it's a very upscale area. You know, they should be they should have a capitalist fabric, and I can't understand why they don't.
Hey, Joe, by the way, that you mentioned that, we tracked this down. Animal Farm now, the new Animal Farm movie. The billionaire is the villain in this, the capitalist, and he drives a cyber truck. And they say, well, maybe he's like Elon Musk. Animal Farm now being taken over. The capitalist is the enemy.
Oh boy, how they can conjure up that oh my God, how they can conjure that up? What would have happened if Elon Musk never jumped over to our side? What would Animal House look like?
Yeah, well, the proposition of a film out of Animal House, not something I want to go see to start with, Joe. But if they make the capitalist, not the communist, the enemy, and my review's already in on this, this is dead on arrival.
And we had to read that book along with 1984 back in grammar school, yeah. Catholic grammar school. You know, it told us a story. Now the story's flip-flopped, I guess, you know, thanks to our wonderful authors and so forth.
What's your side today, Joe?
My side is, and I remember my dad, when I was younger, we'd sit there and watch movies, you know, and when we got cable, the language changed. And my dad would always sit there shaking his head like, How can you make musicals like Brigadoon today without this salty language? How can you make, The Music Man today? How'd they ever survive, is what he said, without using this salty language? And with that, I thought about the transformation of music, you know? And I thought, to me, it began, my first curse word I ever heard in music was with Steve Miller. They had two versions of Big Old Jet Airliner.
Right.
They had the AM version that said, you know, funky kicks in the city. Then you had the FM version that had funky blank in the city. And then since then, it's just gotten like downright ugly. And I can still remember my son 4 or 5 years ago with the headphones on, you know, getting ready to come out to the football field with the bang, bang, bang music. and with the F-bomb just blaring through his headphones. And whenever he had that music on in the house with the headphones and the F-bomb came out, he'd look over at me like, you know, with big eyes, like, oh, you know, Dad, you didn't hear that, did you?
Good one, Joe. Thank you. By the way, I would fire the head coach of the Giants for overuse of the F-bomb watching Hard Knocks. It's a sign of a guy who's in over his head.
I mean,
it's like every nanosecond he's got to say.
Well, he was already fired, so there you go.
Oh, was he?
Well, I mean.
No, the new guy.
It's not a new guy. He's gone. He's not staying. There's no shot. He's an interim coach. There's no shot.
Well, I would take the interim out of there. My God, it was embarrassing.
I would take the whole thing. Interim coach,
you watch
the whole
that,
thing.
And you're thinking, we can't beat this guy? Oh, my God. Oh, by the way, let's play Mike Francesca, New York's finest. It's cut 18, I think, Henry.
I got it.
Here is Trump is the most consequential president in our lifetimes, maybe ever, day to day. Big stuff, too, but day to day. Listen to this about why the Mets traded, I'd say, one of their top 5 to 8
most
players.
Beloved player. I'll say that much.
Yeah, they seem like a good guy to me and a good hitter and played well in the outfield. For a second baseman, DJ scouting report says is not as good as this guy. Yeah. To please the shortstop who doesn't like Trump. Listen to this.
My understanding is that Lindor and Soto was never a buddy-buddy. It was never Soto and Judge. Soto loved Judge. Judge went out of his way to treat Soto very well in every way. He was a wonderful teammate. Soto loved Judge. And my understanding is Lindor and Soto got off on the wrong foot when Lindor did not call him and welcome him to the team. But it was never that they couldn't play together or anything major. The Nimmo Lindor thing, my understanding, was political. It had to do with Trump. One side liked Trump, one side didn't like Trump.
Oh, my God.
So Trump's splitting up between Nimmo and Lindor. That's my understanding. It started over.
Yeah, one guy, Nimmo, gave $1,000 to Trump.
I believe he's the only MLB player from Wyoming as well.
Oh, well, there's that.
Yeah.
And they trade away a guy. Imagine here in Philadelphia trying to win a championship, whatever it might be. Just imagine it's football. Yeah, we had to trade to Trump. Philadelphia might support that until they lost. Then there might be trouble. You know, you can be for Trump. Has any president ever, to our knowledge, I don't see that, caused something like this? Other presidents, Roosevelt, World War II, consequential. But Trump, in his own way, is more consequential day-to-day relationship. Think about it this Christmas. People not getting together because one likes Trump, vaguely or not. The other hates him. Not going to happen. What's the lesson to Medford? Oh, Matt Rooney's in the bullpen, ready to go. He's got that new hat, at least on his Twitter he did. Don't blame me. I voted for Jack. There you go. We're going to see that hat around. And people in Medford, do they connect the dots? Do they think stuff like this just doesn't happen? Jack Cittorelli would have fought that to the end. Mikey Sherrill would be cutting ribbons in Medford, lecturing in that voice, that tepid voice about, well, don't people deserve to have an affordable home? By the way, Henry, do you think this is worse than Habertown? What do you think the median in Medford? I think it's more than 500. The median housing price. That's a big
market. Yeah, I would
market.
Say more than 500. Yeah, yeah, sure.
More than Habertown. Yeah. All right. Phone lines, 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question today. Something that used to be really frowned upon, now not really. And the ladies' entrance to the bar, they're still out there. I don't know if there's any in Jersey. You can see them all over South Philly, Port Richmond, places like that. You know, it's no big deal. They're part of the architecture. 855-839-1210. Hey, my good friend, personal dental specialist and board-certified prostatectomist, Dr. Robert Bentz, has exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. That's no small feat. Now, with over 11 years of training, 33 years of experience between them, it's thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz in providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental cases like mine, in addition to the exceptional general dentistry services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz. It's a true family affair. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care or perhaps a second opinion, I encourage you, just do what I did. Get that initial evaluation. We're getting near the end of the year. Still have some dental benefits? Get that evaluation now. Check it out with Dr. Benz, the Benz Dental Group. 610-272-6949. Or visit their website, Benz Dental, B-E-N-T-Z, BenzDentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, before we go to Matt Rooney, It's not just Medford. Congratulations to all of you in Bucks County who just hated Trump so much you overwhelmed everything because Diane Merseglia and her mini-me, Bob Harv, Harv deGrasse Harvey, just told us they're raising your property taxes by 8% more in Bucks County. Keep on voting Democrat. Wait a minute, Henry. I can look out at Bucks County. I see a big 8% figure there. This chair is not going to withstand the sledge. I can feel it going already. All right.
Got to get up on the table next.
Yeah, a lot to catch up with Matt. Particularly, I saw on his Twitter, the hat, don't blame me. I voted for Jack. Let's go to Matt Rooney here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt, welcome in.
Dom, thanks for having me. I'm a little dispirited because moving to Bucks County was always my New Jersey escape plan. Every New Jerseyan has to have one.
Yes.
And now that's going in the wrong direction. So.
Yeah. Well, Matt, we've spent time talking about you and putting on a bib for the saliva. Medford last night, which Medford and Medford Lakes went for Mikey Sherrill, now yes. has to build 800 houses to make up for the 171 below market value houses. And if they don't, the developers get to choose where they're going to do it.
Yeah. And Jack Chiarelli ran against this system where the courts impose mm-hmm. these completely detached from reality quotas mm-hmm. for affordable housing on New Jersey communities. I mean, yes, we need affordable housing. But take it from a lawyer, just because you have a black robe doesn't mean you know anything about planning and about the housing market. And so the end result is you have these small communities, which these are relatively small towns that get saddled with these massive obligations. Jack wanted to scrap this entire system. Mikey Sherrill is going to go along business as usual. It's one of the things that drives our cost of living here in the Garden State. And back to your theme here, Dom, I don't know how much more my fellow residents need to see and how much more they need to be impacted before they can say, you know what, I get it. I have TDS. I hate the orange man. But goodness gracious, I need to stop cutting off my own nose despite my face, hurting my family, hurting my community, just because I don't like the president of the United States. I mean, can we get there? How do we get there? I don't have the answers, Dom. If I did, I could be one of these multi-million dollar consultants, and I'd be retiring, probably not to Bucks County, likely someplace with palm trees.
But, Matt, you struck it on election night or thereabouts by talking about the fact in the analysis she had the resources to hit home early on. She was going to stop it cold, the electricity rates, which brings us to the attorney general. You have a nugget on her. I'll let you have in a second. My nugget is, she said in her statement, which she got to point it, she's going to ensure affordability. How does an attorney general ensure affordability?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? It's like the guy checking you out at McDonald's telling you he's going to help you work on your weight loss. Like, I don't understand. What attorney generals in New Jersey do is they run up our bill in recent years by just suing the administration in Washington, D.C. endlessly with the goal of trying to advance their own political careers within the Democrat Party. Again, it's all about the TDS at this point in time on the Dem side of the aisle. So I have no idea, Dom. The promise to, quote unquote, take on PJM, and make your freeze your electric bill during the election didn't make any sense at the time. There's no way, since we buy our energy through a market, that you can artificially freeze an electric bill. You can defer the costs, which we tried to do in the early 90s in New Jersey, but you still end up having to eventually pay anyway. And the electric bills continue to rise unless you can build more power plants. So I don't know, maybe the attorney general designate here, Jennifer Davenport, maybe she's an architect. Maybe she has a degree in electrical or nuclear engineering that I'm not aware of. And she's going to spend her time building power plants. Maybe that's the plan. It'd be a little unorthodox for an AG.
Yeah.
But again, it's the theme, Dom. Like, Democrats have figured out in states like New Jersey that they don't have to make sense anymore. Nobody's going to check their math except for Save Jersey and 1210 WPHT. They can make any sort of ridiculous promise, and the suburbs will go along with it. because they have Trump. They have Trump derangement syndrome. Further compounded by the craziness, and I don't want to bury the lead here. You mentioned a minute ago, Cheryl said she's going to take on the utility companies. She was deputy counsel for PSE&G,
yes,
for God's sake.
Exactly. So how does that work? Why that choice, other than she's a buddy, it's ideology? How does that play with the power company? Doesn't that help them?
Yeah. I mean, it's deep state stuff, right? Like when I moderated one of the Republican primary gubernatorial debates earlier in the year, Senator John Bramnick from North Jersey, a Republican in name only, when asked by me whether, the deep state was real, he laughed at me, Dom. He said, no, it's not a real thing. Well, this is a clear example of how it is real, that no matter what these politicians run on, the same powerful organizations, both in and out of government, PSE&G is something that kind of straddles the line there, right, still end up with their people in the door having a say in policy. The attorney general has announced that she's going to divest herself of her PSE&G stock. She's going to recuse herself from any PSE&G impactful issues or litigation that come through her office. If you really believe that having their former attorney that close to the governor isn't going to have an impact on policy, then I've got a bridge to sell you. It just ain't going to happen, folks. But this is why elections have consequences. And this is why people have to set their feelings aside about national politics when they're making decisions in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. When you don't do that, you end up with the kind of ridiculous results that we're about to have to live with in places like Bucks County or here in South Jersey.
Does it make us feel better? And I'm not saying you and I are ignoring it, but I come down this election sitting here, Matt, you were out there in the headquarters. She's so, you guys saw her up close, Mikey, Cheryl. She was so tepid to me. I couldn't even get the juices fully going like you, Rich, et cetera, that it really came down to, we want to tear at Trump. We're going to come out and boost her. And the Trump voters just will not come out unless he starts to do something to motivate them when he's not on the ballot. 13 points, I think 10 of it are due to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely fair to say, Dom, that the reason Jack lost by the margin he did had everything to do with what's happening at 30,000 feet. Now, some of it, I start to worry that we're living in what I'm calling a pendulumocracy, right? We've heard of kleptocracies, autocracies. Mm-hmm. We're almost in this system now that whenever the other side is out of power, that's the only thing that motivates the base, right? So now that they have Trump to run against, they're motivated again, unlike they were in 2024 when Biden was in the White House and Kamala just wasn't enough to get their juices flowing. So I do wonder, to some extent, in the current political environment, how much this is within anyone's control. But I do think it behooves Republicans to remember the reason that you were so successful in 2024 is because Americans in purple and red states and even some blue places like New Jersey evaluated their lives and said, wow, I don't have any more agency over my existence, my finances, the safety of my community after 4 years of Biden-Harris. They wanted an advocate. And candidly, they're getting pretty impatient. They want things to get better, and they want them to get better now. It's easy for some of us who are pretty fortunate to say that, well, yeah, things are improving. They absolutely are. President Trump is making a lot of the right moves. But if you're a 30-year-old living in your parents' basement, the president can't move quickly enough because you still can't afford a house. That doesn't mean it's his fault, but it means Republicans, Dom, to your point, need to get a whole hell of a lot more serious quickly with addressing the major issues that are impacting Americans, the housing crisis, a health care plan, and a health care strategy that can make it affordable for all Americans to get the care they need. It's within our power. But we're running out of time to do it. The midterm cycle is upon us. So everyone just needs to learn the lessons of last year, Dom, and they need to learn it quickly.
You know, that's what I think, what you just said. President Trump, in his own way, should say tonight, please don't say it's a hoax, affordability. Say, I realize the clock is on me here. I am pushing it. It's in my gut. I understand it. I'm not going to give you the macro view. I'm not going to use words like that, how great things, investment coming and all. All true. Biden sucks. All true. But it's on me. Yeah. And I'm moving heaven and earth to do this as quickly as possible. You got to say stuff like that.
I agree with that, Dom, right? Like, just because something's not your fault, right. Americans like when their presidents say the buck stops with me.
Yes.
And look, you and I, because we're nerds for this stuff, right? We pay attention to politics obsessively. It's kind of our job. We understand what he's saying when he says it's a hoax. He means that the people, Biden, Harris, all the other Democrat lackeys, they're the reason why your life is so unaffordable right now. So Democrats complaining about affordability right now, it's the ultimate in gaslighting. That's what he means when he says it's a hoax. But back to my example of that 30-year-old making $85,000 a year living in his grandmom's attic, he doesn't want to hear it, right? He doesn't want to hear it because he wants to get on with his life. He wants a piece of that American dream that we're all always waxing philosophically about. So, I mean, look, the good news is we have a president that knows how to do this. He's done it before. We just need him to do it right now. And the Republican Party needs to recognize, and you said it very well, Dom, they're on the clock. They can't speak aspirationally. They can't speak about just making things a little better. If I were them, every week I'd be passing one piece of legislation on the House floor that demonstrably makes the American people freer and more prosperous. If the Senate's going to kill it, if the Democrats aren't going to vote for it, all the better, because you can make exactly. the argument that, listen, this is why we need more populist right. conservatives in Washington, D.C.
Matt, when you too, I'm taking some a little bit of heat, but it's I expect it and it's good. I maintain when you're talking about health care, yes, we have to keep in fact cost. Everything is a commodity, but I'm not going to let somebody beat me on emotion. And Republicans, some that come on that are very conservative, they try to say, let's take all that out of health care. It's life and death, or it's your kid. You can't take it out of health care. People are a bit irrational when it comes to health care.
Yeah, and I also think it's just a fundamental misunderstanding of how humans work, right? Like all emotions, my wife would love to hear me say this, by the way, all emotions are not illogical. That sounds like a Yogi Berra-ism.
Yeah.
But your mind's supposed to moderate your head, and your head's supposed to moderate your heart. And that's kind of the symbiosis that exists within all of us, and we achieve a balance. What do I mean by all that? I mean, like, it's not an irrational thing to have an emotional reaction and care when somebody that's working two jobs can't afford to get their kid chemo, can't afford the dialysis, right? There's no way that you can reduce that to simply a dollars and cents problem or a policy dilemma and say that you're truly human. So you're, as usual, Dom, are 100% correct. This is something Donald Trump has done very well many times, right? He speaks directly to the heart while at the same time informing the head. We also have to appreciate the fact, and this is probably going to get me stoned, Dom, on Twitter, but so be it. You know, we're used to this. Look, I am a free market guy. I believe in limited government. I'm not an anarchist. And with all due respect to our libertarian friends, I'm not a libertarian. There are some things the government screwed up, and therefore there is a role in government fixing it. And sometimes that's through deregulation. Like, we need to get busy making it so that these young people we're talking about can buy a catastrophic plan, right? In New Jersey, a healthy 30-year-old man, Dom, has to pay for, as part of his health plan, coverage for mammograms. Now, I know men could theoretically get breast cancer. Thank God I don't know too many 30-year-old men that are getting it. Why are they paying for that?
Exactly.
It's these common sense things we need to start tackling, and it candidly should not be up to Dom Giordano and Matt Rooney to be leading the discussion on this. We're happy to do it, but you and I don't get a vote on the floor of the House of Representatives.
Yeah, what a pity. Man, what we would do inside a half hour.
Oh my God. We'd solve all these problems, Dom, before lunch.
Exactly.
And what a lunch it would be.
Who do you have coming up? Or is there a Saturday edition of the Matt Rooney Show this week?
Yeah, there is a Saturday edition of the Matt Rooney Show. One of the big things we're really going to dig into this week, and we have one of our legislators with us, is the Cheryl transition.
Okay.
Mikey, and I'm not talking about her changing her gender, but, you know, who knows? This is New Jersey and this is the Democrat Party. She's currently in the process of putting together her administration, Dom. I mean, we talked about her AG nominee a moment ago and all the problems there, but that is just the tip of the iceberg. We also have more big news out of New Jersey this week. One of the state's top LGBTQ plus minus a tilde activists has been charged with child endangerment. And this isn't just a personal scandal. I mean, this is a guy who his organization received millions of dollars from the taxpayers of New Jersey. So we're going to continue to do what we do best this weekend, Dom, at 12:10. We're going to be the watchdog that sometimes the Republican Party isn't. And I think it's what our listeners want. So we're going to do it in 26 and beyond.
And SaveJersey.com going full bore. Absolutely. Matt, thank you so much. Have a great Christmas if we don't talk soon.
You too, Dom. Merry Christmas to you and your awesome audience.
Thank you. Matt Rooney here on Talk Radio 1210. We were too much in lockstep today. We're right there on the cusp of all the
two peas in a pod.
Yeah, eating off each other's plates. Have you ever seen guys do that?
Eating off each other's plates?
Yeah.
Like literally, you mean?
Yeah, it's taken over. I like your steak and I reach over.
Maybe
and
off the girl, not right. Another man.
Oh, well.
Another man goes reaching for my plate. I'm going to slap his hand.
Right. Well, I've witnessed it. Rick Santorum, you wouldn't know the full story there. Mm-hmm. Do you know Johnny Dock, the myth and the legend?
Yeah.
We're at the pond because Santorum wanted me to help him. He was afraid of losing in the primary to the wide receiver, the all-time Steelers wide receiver. Jumping in the
Franco?
Air to catch a ball. No, it'll come to me.
I don't know how far back we're talking.
It'll come to me. And Johnny Dock's there, and the two of them start taking stuff off each other's plate. I was skeeved out beyond belief.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, let me out of here. Do I have to sit here and drink water watching this stuff? It'll come to me. Lynn Swann.
Okay. Yeah, Lynn Swann. Okay.
And I just said my advice is just finish your meal. Lynn Swann's not going to beat you. If you're worried about that, I'm going home. Come on now. Yeah. Let's get on to something bigger here.
The only way you're losing this race is everyone sees you picking off each other's plates.
Exactly. What a strike. The palm of all places. All right. 855-839-1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand. For the pulse of a city, even if it ain't pretty.
All right, Dom time here on Talk Radio 1210. 855-839-1210. Newman Price Waterhouse will be here at 2 o'clock. Take you inside the big voting for the caller of the year. Let me get Chris in Malvern on, get a few more going on. Something that used to be really frowned on, scandalous, the ladies' entrance. I told you, Henry, would be great. People love the ladies' entrance type. It's one of those. It's up there with the Costco pizza being so hot. We should have a Costco pizza party.
Oh,
for the station.
I'd be more
there
than
we go.
Down for
yes.
That.
Chris in Malvern. Hey, Chris, what do you have today? Hi.
Hopefully somebody in Phoenixville can back me up, but in Phoenixville, right down the street from the Colonial on the corner of Bridge and Gay Street, there used to be a bar that right up until the 90s, not only did they have on the Gay Street side a women's only entrance, but it was lighted.
Did it say women's only or did it say ladies entrance?
Ask anybody in Phoenixville a certain age, they'll remember that bar, and it said women's only entrance.
Oh, that's even more explicit. Women only. The guys, that's amazing, Chris, yeah.
That bar reminded me of Henry's bar in Goodfellas. When you walked in the front, everyone would turn around and look at you.
Yeah, exactly right, yep. What's your side today, Chris?
Anyway, geez, I'm a veteran, so I'm sure people will see the soldiers walking in the airport in their camos and think, oh, thank you for your service, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, I'll turn my nose up because I came from an era when regulations were strict. No, I mean, when travel, it was Class A's only, laced shoes, not your formerly mud-crusted and grease-stained field uniform with their dirty boots. It's scandalous as far as I'm concerned.
That is a great one. Thank you for your service, Chris. Henry, I got to say, that might be the leader in the clubhouse. That captures it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying thank you for your service. Chris said, put on your real uniform, then we'll do it.
Shine those shoes.
Those shoes are not shiny enough, soldier. That's a pretty good one. That's true. Well, airplane travel, you know, Duffy going off on that. Used to be people would dress up. The boardwalk in Atlantic City Allegedly, I've heard tell women would wear mink coats and all. You wear a mink coat out there, you're in big trouble today. You're not doing that.
Yeah, you're not making it out.
All right, the genius, we think, we'll see if any shenanigans have happened. Any Russian bots. Can he hold off the Russian bots? Newman Price Waterhouse, the guy who's rigged up the, don't use the word rigged, concocted, don't use the word concocted, who has developed, the election cycle this time around for caller of the year is next. To give you some of the analytics of what's happened with that, I'm coming to all of your calls, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.